The deadline for Washington lawmakers to fully fund public schools and take the pressure off local levies is just 2 years away. Their failure to come up with a plan to accomplish that goal has resulted in a $100,000-a-day Supreme Court sanction. Lawmakers returned to the Capitol on Monday for a short election year session. They say getting bipartisan agreement on a school funding plan is a top priority. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Republican State Senator Ann Rivers says, think of it this way. If last legislative session was about pot...
this year, pot and transportation, which don't go hand in hand.
This year, she says, is about education.
And it has reached a fever pitch. It's top of mind for all of the legislature.
Rivers has been part of a bipartisan, bicameral group that's been meeting all fall at the behest of Democratic Governor Jay Inslee. They've been trying to come up with a plan that can pass a divided legislature, a plan that commits the legislature to end the reliance on local school levies to fund public schools by the 2017-18 school year. Democratic State Senator Christine Rolfes says it hasn't been easy, especially in a legislature where Democrats control one chamber and Republicans the other.
We are an absolutely split legislative body right now. So what we put forward has to necessarily reflect conservative values as well as progressive values. And it's very, very difficult to move something forward that's this big.
Translation? Don't expect a big, comprehensive plan this year. In fact, don't even expect a plan that will necessarily get the Washington legislature out of contempt of court. Here's House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat.
You know, our goal wasn't necessary to satisfy the court. Our goal was to figure out a pathway forward to solving the problem.
That means the big, thorny questions will wait until next year. Questions like, where will the money come from? Should there be a levy swap? Should teachers have to bargain at a statewide level instead of locally? Sullivan acknowledges time is running short.
And it is taking more time than I would like, and I think probably any of us would like. But the fact is that there is more work that needs to be done.
In recent years, the legislature has pumped an additional $2.3 billion into public schools to address transportation and operating costs, expand full-day kindergarten, and reduce K-3 class sizes. But lawmakers have left the most complicated issue for last. How to shift the burden of compensating teachers and staff from local levies back onto the state. The cost to do this has been pegged at $3 to $4 billion more per two-year budget cycle. Republican State Representative Chad Magendanz is also part of the group that's been meeting to hash this stuff out. He says what happens this legislative session will set the course for a heavy lift next year.
2017 is going to be a tough year for us as we negotiate every element of what needs to be part of this plan to fund the commitment that we're stating in this legislation during the 2016 legislative session.
The lawmakers all spoke at a legislative preview hosted by the Associated Press. All this talk of a plan conjures the hospital bed scene in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
Cue the Joker.
The mob has plans. The cops have plans. Gordon's got plans.
And soon the legislature says it will have a plan. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.